Blog Talk Radio.
Well, Lisa, we're on, and it seems like we're getting people coming on because everybody wants to know about their soul's plan. And welcome. I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad you and I are co-hosting this today. So, hey, Lisa, how are you?
Good. How are you? It's great to be here.
Thank you. It's good. So, for you guys that know me, I'm Cherie, and this is Lisa. She is amazing and wonderful. Super, super great spiritual healer and teacher. And she's going, Cherie. And I'm like, yes, Lisa, you are. And she does so much good healing with energy work. She is stepping into her new role here, as we all are, right? So everybody, welcome. And today we're going to talk about, is part of our soul's plan include bad things happening in our lives, our challenges? And Lisa, what do you think about that? Isn't that a great question?
So, it is. It is.
Yeah, I think so too. And I told you last week, I said, my mom told me I picked her for a parent. I told her I was 10 years old. I said, I must have been insane. And anyway, so I think I got grounded for a week on that one, but that's okay. We do include challenges in our soul's plan. And what's your thoughts on that? What's your take on it? Because I've got some stuff I want to share with you, but you've been doing this a long time yourself. So what's your take on it?
Absolutely. You have to have challenges in order to get growth in your soul. And otherwise, it's just you're plodding through life and everything's great and there's no change. You have to have adversity, whether it's challenges or struggles. It's necessary for growth.
I agree with you. It's all about growing. And I told someone the other day, she said, you mean I picked my parents? They were really bad. I go, aren't they? He said, yes. And I said, we didn't come here to watch paint dry. That's for darn sure. And so we did not come here to watch paint dry. And we came here to really learn. And we also came here to be a part of the bigger picture. And we came here to balance karma. So I will share this with you. I came in here. I was the only one in my family. Can you believe it? The only one in my family. I wish I could say I was a great singer, but that's not it. But I was the only one in my family that was born with I had type 1 diabetes since the age of 9. Now, I work to really reduce that, cure it almost, and sometimes it flares up. But most of the time, it's really good. And one of the reasons I chose that, and I just got this not too long ago, and it's been challenging. I mean, it really has, is that I chose it because I wanted balance, and it was a way for me to find balance. Can you believe that? Isn't that funny? I chose diabetes for balance. Why couldn't I just read a book and practice that like most people do? So, anyway, it's one of my things to heal.
The book is not a strong enough challenge. You know that.
Yes, exactly. Right? So anyway, I always laugh and joke about that. And it has been challenging because I'm either at a 1 or a 10. And so I've learned to really operate at a good, you know, I get excited about things, but I've learned to operate at a good 6 or 7, maybe. Sometimes an 8 through a 10, but not all the time, you know, and I'm not a 1 ever. So what is your, and we're going to talk about people. So you guys that are listening in now, you wait till you hear some of these stories. And I've got a great one for you from last night, but Lisa and I were chatting. Did you plan a challenge in your life? I mean, a health challenge or a daughter challenge or a child challenge. Did you plan that? And because I know kids are wonderful, but they do have their moments, right?
They do. And, you know, we were talking about my daughter and the fact that she had planned to be a single mother. And I had to back up, and it just came to me that I was reminded I've also been in the single mother role, not for very long, but at some point in my plan, it was you're going to be a single parent. There will be some abandonment, and you will struggle with that. So there's the opposite side of that. So, you know, I have to think back and okay, there had to be something in a past life where I had contempt or I judged someone in a similar circumstance, and this is my lifetime to balance that and to learn to walk in someone else's shoes. And, you know, you can at one point say, oh, I would never do that. I would do it differently. Well, until you are in that exact circumstance, you have no idea how you're going to act, react, and deal with something.
That is so true. That is so true. And by the way, I get you. I've had a few of those situations where everyone I've condemned, you know, and I try not to be judgmental. I try to observe now rather than judge, but we slip up. It's called having a human experience. And see, you know, karma always sees. So I get you. And I understand that. So I'm going to give you a story, and I'm excited about sharing it to those who are listening now or those who are listening later. And so I had a friend of mine come over. She's actually a client. We met as her becoming my client. And she's a neat lady. And she's got her master's, working on her doctorate. And so she comes over to me, and she says, I send a text out about this type of reading that I'm doing. And I said, do you want to know your soul's journey, why you chose the life, why you chose the challenges? What were you here to learn? What are you, you know, and everything. And I had, as I told you, I just have one of my clients call me. I didn't choose my parents. I wouldn't have choose anyone that bad. I'm like, okay, you did though. And she's like, I have to think about this. And so off she went and hung up. And I was like, okay, God bless her. She was supposed to call, and I was supposed to give her that information. So anyway, so we're sitting there, and my friend comes over, and she's Latin, Spanish, and I was really stressed about doing this with her because she's a strong woman, not because she's a strong woman, but she has, in many lifetimes, she has practiced, the art, magic arts, and that's, I'm not condemning that, I'm not promoting it, that's just who she is. And so she still has a little bit of that with her, you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. So we're sitting there, and, you know, she's the dean of a student body. And so she says to me, I said, I'm going to talk to your soul now, because I could feel everyone coming up and connecting, and I could feel myself slipping into that where I could channel them. And so her soul, man, I'm going to cry when I talk about this. Excuse me. So her soul shows up, and I call Jesus Jeshua because that's Hebrew for Jesus, and that's how I see him, like Jeshua, and not exactly like the church Jesus, so that's okay. However you see Jeshua, he's a great guide. And so her soul shows up, and she goes, it's okay, we're here, she and I are one. And so her soul starts with her father, who's on the other side. And he stands up, and she goes, we're going to the soul planning stage. So this woman is there. I'm going to call her Linda, okay, for not to give her name away. Linda is in the soul planning stage with all the family that's going to be there, and her soul family and the challenges and the joys that she's going to have. And so her father, she told her angels, her guides, and Jeshua, Jesus, is there. She says, I want to learn to be human. And she says, several lifetimes, I have been a scholar. I have been condemning people, putting them down, single moms, you know, having children out of wedlock. And she goes, I want to be a scholar. And she's also condemned people, humans, that aren't, you know, just for not being powerful and strong and taking and doing as I said, she practiced the arts and magical arts, you know, and potions and not potions, but oils and all that kind of stuff. And so mm-hmm. She says, I want to do it myself. And she said, and so anyway, she said, I want to learn my power myself. And she goes, and I want to learn to be human. Isn't that funny? I said, her soul's telling me this through. Her soul is telling me this. And so she's standing up, and she looks at her father. She goes, I want you to be my dad, because you're going to be too soft to stand up for me. you're going to be too soft to stand up. And that's what I want you to do. Be too soft. And her father stands up. The soul that's her father stands up and he says, I don't want to do that. And she goes, I want you to do it. And she goes, we're going to love each other, but you're going to die earlier than your wife because you need to escape. And she goes, and you're going to tell, and you're going to be super soft on me, and you're not going to condemn me. And so that's what she agreed to. He agreed to do. So then this woman stands up, and I see her as a woman, but it's a soul, and she's dressed like, it's funny because her father was. He looked like, I could see him like very wispy, very airy, like a soul. He didn't have a physical body. But the mother stood up and she goes, you're going to be my mother. I'm going to say this on right now. She goes, and you're going to be a witch. Exchange the words, W for, you know, B. Mm-hmm. And she goes, I want you to be really, really mean to me. And we're going to iron this karma out. And she goes, between us, because you've done that before. You've condemned me. You've put me down. Because you, and she goes, I want to balance this karma. And the woman goes, I don't want to do this again. She goes, you're going to do it because we're going to be done with this. So anyway, she agrees to be the mother. And the ladies, the guys are standing there and they go, you children, do you want children? And she goes, yeah, I want children. And she goes, but I want to be a single mom. And this is her and her soul, okay? Her soul's talking to me. I want to be a single mom, she goes, because I've condemned women in many lifetimes. I've condemned people for being weak. I've condemned women for being weak. And she said, and she goes, I want to learn what it's like to be a single woman, a single mom, and be strong. And the strength comes from within, not from any kind of magic. The magic is like with all of us. Her soul says the magic is in all of us, that power. And Lisa, you know that you practice it yourself, like being strong and powerful and controlling, learning to trust your feelings, you know, rather than emotions. Emotions are from ego. Feelings are from God. And then the guide said, you don't, and she goes, I don't want the fathers to be here. So she, this lifetime, has four kids. Okay, from three different fathers. She's got two kids from one dad and two others from different dads. And the dad stood up and they go, we're going to be gone. We're not going to do it. We're not going to be there for you. And you will have to support these children yourself. And she looks at the guides and she goes, that's what I'm going to do. And she goes, I'm going to go to school and I'm going to get my doctorate. That's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to have to struggle financially. I'm going to have to do it and wonder where I'm going to get money. And that's what she chose. So we're here in this lifetime, and she's crying last night. I'm crying, right? Soul's like, hey, get back to the deal here. And, yep. So the soul says, Mom, we go back to Mom. She goes, Mom and her are balancing karma. Her mom has kicked her out of the house and took her house and took everything. This lifetime, she gets to take her house back. And I asked her, Linda, I said, there's something about keeping your house. What is that? She goes, my mom has to sign an agreement on March 2nd to do that. I was like, okay, good deal. And I said, the karma's balanced out. And she goes, yes. And so her son, in the soul planning, we're in the soul planning stage. You know, I'm back looking at that time before she got here. And she looks at her oldest son, and she says, I want you to hate me and to dislike me. On an ego level, she goes, because what's going to happen? She goes, is you're going to go somewhere else. And when you're 16, you're going to come back to me and your brothers, and you and I are going to work it out. And there was there was the last lifetime we lived together, you were a soldier and you left, and I didn't want you to go. And I forced you to stay until you left. He left, and he went and joined the army, and he got killed, and she never got to say goodbye. She was very angry at him, and she herself, just very angry. There was a lifetime, two lifetimes ago, that, you know, she's lived a life where she hasn't been human. She's been more scholarly. And so they all came out, like I said. So anyway, this lifetime, we're here. And she said, thank you for telling me that. She goes, I never understood why I was so resentful of him when I was pregnant. I didn't want to keep him. And she goes, and I let him stay with his father's family. And he would visit me, but he came back at 16, and we've been together ever since. And he's got a great career, And my other children, they're all in school and have a great career. And, in school and are doing well. One of them is graduating, one will graduate in 3 years. But that's something right there, the soul agreement that she planned. And I did that with her last night, you know, and so it's super fresh. But what a great story, right? And what the cool thing about it is, when I was telling her this, she said, "Yeah, I know. When I was 20, and she's 50 something now. She goes, when I was 20, I went to Europe, and this guy told me, or this gypsy told me. The gypsy told me that I chose children rather than a man." I was like, wow, okay. So, and I hadn't had any children yet, and here she is. She doesn't have a man, but she has children. And will she get a man? She has an opportunity, but by the way, she's studying for a doctorate, and she's a dean of a school. And so she's been successful. She hasn't struggled as financially, but it was a real struggle when she was growing up with the kids. We all grow up with our children. And she said there was a couple of nights she had to sleep in a car to go to school and get them ready for school the next day, but her to go to school and teach. Not funny? Not funny, but that's wow. So we planned those challenges. She did it to balance the karma out, to not condemn anybody, to make it right with her mother. And her father was soft, and he didn't speak up for her. She's had to speak up for herself and give compassion to people that she condemned in a past life. And here she is. Isn't that great? I love that.
That is, for her, that is a lot of growth and a lot of karma to balance in one lifetime. That's amazing. As you're telling this story, and then her soul explaining past lives, I can see all of the exact learning through opposites, you know, whether it's not being educated, condemning somebody for, and the story with her son, where in the past life he left her, and then this life she sent him away. So I have to reflect back on my own life and think about the things that I've gone through, and then wonder, in a past life, the exact opposite happened, you know. And
right.
I imagine that's, it's going to blow my mind thinking about, you know, whether, you know, I died and someone had to watch that happen, or, you know, having children and not being married, and thinking about the other end of that, what it looked like. And I do still think about what I'm trying to learn, and, you know, you and I both have the patience thing to learn. I don't think I've balanced that yet. But I definitely now have to think, especially with relationships with my family, with friends, you know, what was going on and what happened, you know, in a past life.
Right. Well, you learn by opposites. We know what up is because we have down. You're so right on about that. And you know what? We get off our, you know, I told someone the other day, I said, get off your butt and get moving. And I said, you chose this. And I said, nobody is a victim. Nobody is. You know, maybe except children. I'm going to go, children can be a victim, all right? But nobody is a victim. For some reason, we choose things like that to learn, right? We just do. And balancing karma. But you know what? This gal that I'm talking to, Linda, man, she and you've went through some real challenges. I know you have. And you guys are growing, you know, I told her last night, because her soul said, tell Linda, that part of me, because that is me, to let her know, she goes, that I have grown exponentially and gone to a whole new level because of doing what she's done. You know what I mean? Yeah. And, you know, and you growing exponentially because you've grown. I have. We all have, you know. But when we embrace, and instead of being bitter, we embrace the change and become more wise. And we get off our keisters and do stuff, right? Don't you think? Right?
Yeah.
And we embrace it. So, you know, that's what I I would agree. Somebody just texted me and asked me about suicides. What's your thought on that, on soul agreements and suicides?
Right. There's two different thoughts, and there is the thought a suicide is planned, and whether it's to help someone else, you know, whether it's a family member to deal with that kind of loss, or, you know, the flip side of it is it's an exit point where you sign up for, say, Linda wanted to be a single mom and she wanted to advance her studies and all of that. So at some point, she decided and built into her soul plan that it got to be too much to have these children on her own, and she decided to leave early, and suicide was one of her outs.
Right, okay.
There are both of those schools. And at the same time, okay, so your out may be that your children learn to become stronger because they suffered that loss, and they had to become stronger and man up, because essentially they have no mother, no father now.
Right, right, exactly. So, but if she'd have done that, she wouldn't have grown like she's grown, okay?
Right.
Can I share this with you? That's a good point. Do you have something to add about that? Because that's a great point, what you're talking about. What else you have to add to that? Because I'm going to share something with you. It's amazing, but you're giving a good thought here. Thank you, by the way.
Absolutely. And it's kind of it, whether it can be either planned or it can be an exit point, just a, hey, you know, if I decide I'm really not strong enough to meet the challenge, I will exit early, and, you know, through the next soul planning stage, you know, attempt it again.
Try it again, right? Because, that's right. May I share this with you? Because I wanted to hold off because I got that text. So her oldest son, right? He's, mm-hmm. I said, how old is he? And she said, he's 26, I believe. She said, he's 26. And because her soul was channeling this, went through me. So I'd have to stop and the soul would just channel it. And I go, your soul's sharing with me that if he made it to 26, he's going to stay. But he had a really rotten life, okay, with a lot of abuse before. And, she goes, he just turned 26 about a week or so ago. I said, well, he's staying now.
Wow.
I know. Man, that makes me cry. I'm so sorry. We all have them. And just, that's so great what you said, because, you know, if we don't do it, we come back and get to do it again, right? Except the challenges, I think, are bigger. Do you think that the challenges are bigger and everything like that, or what do you feel?
I believe they are. You know, you say I'm going to tackle A, B, and C, and then when it comes down to it, and you plan out your physical presence, your personality, all of that is planned out, and you know, you get a curveball tossed at you, and it adds one more straw that breaks the camel's back, and you say, you know, this is, I signed up for way more than I can deal with in this lifetime. I'm going to check out and start all over. Boot camp, I'm going to start all over the next go around, and maybe I have one big challenge instead of two large hurdles in this life. The next life, I will just make it about this one challenge and get through it.
And that's a great, you're right about that. And I agree with you 100%. And so people that are listening now and listening later, you know, if you know true wisdom, I'm going to back it up, because you are a gal, a lady, a woman that has a lot of wisdom. And I know that you've had challenges this lifetime, some that some of us have, some of us don't have, right? same way with me. We have, some of us do and some of us don't. But one of the great things I know about you and the challenges that you have, that you've overcame, that, you know, you, man, you've grown and you've not become bitter. You have become wise. When you look at yourself in the mirror and you say, you know, you go, Tree, I'm really working on this because I know this is my stuff. And then I'm like, wow, that's an amazing soul. And I get to work with you, right? You know, who gets that, right? I have another friend of mine that I haven't talked to in a few years, and she's coming back on board. And it's just an amazing soul. I feel the excitement about working with her. And she embraces change. She embraces everything. And she goes, Tree, I just need to get back on my spiritual path. I love her, okay? You know what I mean? And, well, I love everybody. So we're all doing it. We're all practicing it. And you got a great show here. This is something that is a passion of yours. And that's how I met you, I believe. That's what you told me.
Yes.
The soul planning, planning the life you're living with all the challenges, with all the joys, is part of this. You know, my friend Linda, my client, she says one of her joys that is that her son, one of her sons, is going to be a great singer, performer, and he, right now he plays 3 musical instruments. He is 12 years old and has been to Europe, been all around, traveling with his fellow singers. I don't know. You know, their children, and they're that good. And
wow.
He said, yeah, I know. So, you know, she's got some joys, you know, and we all do. It's not a life riddled with not joys. We just got some joys. So, you know, so that's a good thing. But we know.
Take the challenges and make the joys out of them.
Yeah. If you get lemons, make lemonade. That's for sure. That's good. So we all have them, right? So anyway, that's good. So you're doing this show. This is your show on Tuesday, and I'm just helping you kick it off the ground. And I have my own show, and I like producing shows. I really do, because these people that are doing the shows here on Angel Coaches are absolutely wonderful. They're coaches. They're you're gonna be able to make appointments with them. And and this gal right here is a single mom, and she's you know, dating, or I'm not going to use that word. I'm going to skip that because, you know what, I'm going to leave that alone. We'll talk about that another day. But you have just bought a big what do you call it? A big vehicle. What's that vehicle called? You have to.
Yes, an RV.
An RV, right? So she gets to travel around the world. And I told her, I told her, you know what? You need to be doing retreats. So she goes, oh, Tree, I'm going to do it, I think. But I go, great, here's what I'm going to do. Angel Coaches is going to do a retreat. And we've got somebody that will help with the running club. That's Melissa and myself. You got to listen to her show on Tuesday. And then we've got Lisa. I'm volunteering you now. Lisa, who's going to do that too? Not the run club, but something else. Anyway, hit us up on Angel Coaches, our Instagram, Run for Fun. I think it's the one I made for the run club. I got a cute picture there of somebody who's running, Melissa, who's running. She is a cutie. I'm running 70-degree weather. She's running in below zero. It's
nice.
Anyway, all right, you guys, our show will be next Thursday at 4:30 East Coast. You guys have a great night, and other people are coming aboard. Take care, everybody. Bye.
Take care.